came across a study recently that said 90% of a person's core memories come from trips that they took with their family when they were kids. So tonight I'm going to prove that true. My mom, bless her heart, is a foreigner from Canada. And one year, when I was 12 years old, my mom and dad said, we're going to take a trip, we're going to go up to the motherland, we're going to see grandma and grandpa, it's going to be great. So my family loads into our new-to-us station wagon, which, I mean, looking back now, oh my goodness, it's white with these dark tinted purple windows. There's three rows of seats, a bench seat in the front, a bench seat in the middle, and then in the back, the cool part is, this is the seat you could turn around and you looked out the back window. And we load this up. We decided we're going to go to Canada. And back then, there was no such thing as motels or hotels or Airbnb or anything like that. So we have to take all of our camping stuff in a homemade trailer that my dad had made that hooks on to our new-to-us station wagon. So we head out. We're driving. My oldest sister is driving. My dad's in the passenger seat. My mom and my two little brothers are in the middle seat. My cool sister and I get to sit in the back seat, and we're looking out, going. Again, it's the middle of July. It's probably 105 degrees, and we're trekking through the middle of Montana somewhere. And as you're sitting there, I look back, and I'm in, looking out the back window, and all of a sudden I see this black smoke start to come from over top of the car. And so I turn around and I look, and I think the car's on fire. All of the dashboard lights are lit up. It's like Christmas vacation in the middle of the summer with all these lights. And I tell my dad, hey, Dad, I think we're going to die. My dad is a Louis L'Amour fan, so he's in the front seat reading his book. We'll be all right. Does not look up, does not quit reading, and we keep going, and Dad, I think we're going to die. Like, so he looks up over his book. Oh, let's pull off right here. Someplace in the middle of Montana, there's a little pull-off. So my sister pulls off. My dad, typical dad, grabs a lawn chair, sets it down next to the car, starts reading his book. My mom, bless her soul, starts taking out all of our camping gear, setting up the tent. We're running around playing in these woods. There's a little stream. She starts boiling water because we're going to die. And my dad, I guess he finishes and closes his book. We're down playing. He looks at the car and he walks over with his head down. I think I ruined the car. So we are, okay, we're going to stay here tonight. We sleep over, we stay in the tent. Luckily, again, we had our homemade trailer with all of our camping stuff. We wake up in the morning, my dad's like, who wants to go for a little jog? There's a town just right around the corner. So my sister and I, again, the cool one, we're like, yeah, we'll join you. We like jogging. No kidding, probably a quarter mile to a half mile in, as we're jogging down the road, we come to a sign that says Wolf Creek, 12 miles. My little jog turned into my first and only ever half marathon. We go trucking in, we walk in, it takes us a few hours, and we get into Wolf Creek. There's one mechanic in town. He's on a call, so we just kind of hang out. We're sitting there. He comes back. My dad tells him what's going on. He loads us into his tow truck, takes us back up 12 miles away to our car. Again, we get out. We start to play around. My dad and the mechanic are looking at it, and then my dad, again, walks over with this. We can't fix it. So what he does is he has the mechanic take him in the tow truck back into town. He's going to hop on the bus, drive to Great Falls, and he's going to save the day. He's going to rent us a car and take us home. So again, we're playing. My mom's probably, I don't know what, taking care of camp, doing whatever moms, great moms do. And it's probably 3 or 4 hours later, here comes my dad. He's driving in, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, what the crap? He's pulling in this 26-foot U-Haul. And I'm like, what are we doing? Well, I got this great idea. We can undo the trailer. So you can't leave your $50 homemade trailer. You have to take that home. So we break all of that down. We put it in the back of the U-Haul. We hook the car up, tow it away. Remember, there's 7 of us. The U-Haul has my dad in the front, 1 lucky kid. 5 of us are stuck in the back of the U-Haul. It is the middle of July. So, of course, you can't leave the door down. So we have to prop the door open like 3 feet so we can get fresh air. Right there where the exhaust is coming out. My mom, bless her heart, sits on in the back the whole time, plays cards with everyone else. I'm up in the top, just as mad as can be. But we're going home. We stop at a rest area at like 1 a.m. My dad falls asleep. Wake up in the morning. Okay, we're going. We're driving. We're about 2 hours away from home. And they get this great idea. Well, let's turn this into a great family vacation. So we pull off the freeway. There's a camp spot, a KOA campground. We roll in with our U-Haul right next to all of these nice RVs. Poop, pop up the top. 5 people get out. The wind's blowing. It's like 70-mile-per-hour winds in Twin Falls. And I don't think I left the U-Haul. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed that my parents would make me do this as a 12-year-old. I remember that vividly. So that study is true. And one thing I will tell you, I've never been back to Canada. Never want to go back to Canada. But love my parents and now understand why they do what they do.